No Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Samach Gimel, on Daf 74, Sif Yudalit, middle of talking about Mibim Miham Adligin, who is the one who lights the Shabbos candles if they make a mistake, on a cloudy day. That's where we're up to the second half. Sif Yudalit, in the Yemem Unan, now if on a cloudy day, Ta'ud Siba, the community made a mistake, they thought that it was dark, the Likinators, and they lit the candles, and they ready to daven Ma'ariv, on Friday night, then the clouds dispersed, and the sun was shining. They didn't have to go back and daven Ma'ariv over again. If when they davened, was ready after time of Plagim Mincha. Now, if there was an individual who made this mistake, he has to go back and daven over Ma'ariv again. Now, regarding doing Malacha, whether it was a community or an individual, they're permitted to Kabbalah Shabbos, because the acceptance of Shabbos was an error. Those who lit the candles, the ones who actually lit, they're forbidden to do Malacha. The other family members are permitted. That candle that was lit for the purposes of Shabbos, touch it, add on any oil. From Kabban, even if it's extinguished, us on top, the one that's forbidden to move it. Says Mishabur, Sivkot Nun Gimel. Chava said it was a cloudy day and the community made a mistake and they daven Ma'ariv and then the clouds dispersed. So then, in Trichim, they don't have to go ahead and daven over Ma'ariv again. Why? Dilemma Trichim, it's a Buddha, we don't make the community go through the effort, even though it was in error. If they had daven mit Plagim Mincha Lamala, Sivkot Nun Dalt. Because the Kaidim Plagamentha, before Plagamentha, even the community would make them daven over again. The love is a Tulat Sarvazi Kla, it's not a time of daven at all. With Mount Plagamentha, the time of Plagamentha, I ain't lab with Simri Shama Gimel, that there are opinions that you could. Sivkot Nunhei, now his individual made the mistake, Sarachu Vukulu, then he has to go ahead and daven over again. Why? Kimicha Betoyas is balanced, since he daven in error. Shisava, Shikvach HaShaykh, he thought it was really dark. And the truth is, it would be on the weekday, the same idea. Why? Since he always davens Ma'ariv in its time, like Drabbanan, after nighttime, now today daven in error, therefore he would daven over again. Says, to look at the B'alacha, the Maschel, the Im. Says Mishra further, Sivkot Nun Vav. So he said, regarding Malacha, both of them are permitted. Now some say, Sha'isim Shedliku, the ones who actually lit, they're forbidden to do Malacha. Afim Le'ispalo, even if they didn't even daven Ma'ariv yet. Abloy had Loka brought out lighting, Afshe Spal Tzvot Shabbos, even if they daven already Ma'ariv, Kibin Shabbatoy says, since it was a mistake, Loy Shema Kabbalah, that's not considered as an acceptance, and that would not limit them. Now, Matami Yashayim, the reason for the Yashayim is the Sri Lu, they hold the Kabbalah, Shia'adi had Loka Difa. Kabbalah Shabbos, that's through the actual lighting, is stronger. This by mice has an action, and therefore, that person would not be able to do Malacha. This ruler that they hold the Kabbalah Tzibur Ritoyis, the community accepts in error, Fala Rakhade Tfilah, even if only through Tfilah Shmo Kabbalah, it actually is called an acceptance. But Raksha Bezeh, in the Mitnim Shachan Acharoy, it's only that over here that the minority is not drawn after the majority. Kibin Shabbatoyis has a Kabbalah, since the acceptance was an error. And one should not be lenient in regards to these paiskim, and which is that if they accepted, and even through tefila, they cannot do malacha. It's just the other ones who didn't are not drawn after them, which they normally are. And therefore, one should not be lenient against these halachic authorities. In the present situation, you could learn the first opinion, which was that no, it's not an acceptance of malacha at all. Some say that the candle that was lit for the purpose of Shabbos, that is forbidden to be legal by Bechulu to touch it, add on oil, and even to extinguish and not let him move it. I know that it is a fellow acher, shlehid lekadayin, that even someone else who didn't light yet, but like Kibbutz Shabbos did not accept Shabbos, still he's not allowed to go ahead and touch it. Kinkas of Ezeruah, that's how the Ezeruah writes.
Now, the because of Magen Avraham Atam, the Magen Avraham writes, the reason is the Lishit Oz, he goes according to his opinion. Where the Kabbalah Tzibur, when the community accepts this Shabbos in error, Shmo Kabbalah, it's considered a Kabbalah. If that's the case, Huk Tanei L'Mitzvah, so the candle has been set aside for its mitzvah, given to hooks labalim, since it's set aside for the owner, hooks are called set aside for everyone, become us legabai, and therefore it's forbidden to touch it, the chashin shemishamash, because we can turn that you might come to use it. We'll take a mitzvah, but if it's for a mitzvah purpose, yesh lalka, one could be lenient, says the derech hachaim, because it's a different type of mukta, it's a lacha of hooks la mitzvasa, which are general mitzvah like esrig, because again, it's considered a Kabbalah Shabbos. Something like the Shabbos candles when it's still very much daytime. The hisna shalal kabbal Shabbos and he stipulates not to be mekabbal Shabbos. If Allah even so hooked on the mitzvah, so a candle set aside for its mitzvah. But also the shamash b'tamash tashmash kol, and they're not used for a mundane purpose. But Allah came master, and even others have forbidden the muktz labo masakol when it's set aside by the owners. It's forbidden for everyone. Sift hezbav. Someone delayed davening mincha on every Shabbos, that shekibul hakol Shabbos, until the community already accepted Shabbos. Lo yispal mincha beis knesset, he should not have a mincha in that shul. Eli yelech chutz lo yisab beis knesset, rather should go out of that shul. Yispal tefillah shachal and daven the weekday mincha. Who's the kibul Shabbos imam? This is if he's been not mekabel Shabbos with them on the kibul Shabbos imam, but if he responded with kibul Shabbos with them in yichlus yispal tefillah shachal, then he cannot daven the weekday tefillah anymore. Yispal abish time, rather should daven ma'ariv two times. Sivkat nun ches. Says Mishabru, he said that if someone delayed in davening mincha until shekiblu v'chulu, until the kiddush was ready mekabel Shabbos, hein that is by Mir's Baruch Hu, they said Baruch Hu, I've been mizbishul Mishabbos, come up with him and hoga, again, every place according to their custom, like we already mentioned this, v'simri Yisham Ha'alach, v'isham Ha'alach, v'isham Ha'alach, ayin Shem look over there. So he said, this guy who came late, so he, sivkot nun ches, leispal v'chulu, he should not be davening mincha in that shul. Hein that is, afal oidei mekadlo, that's even if it's daytime. They mekabel Shabbos early, but mishum shachri hashakol kitchayim. Once the community already sanctified the day, lo yisanu chalitz. So he shouldn't make it a weekday for them. Sivkat and samach. Rather, you should go out of the shul and daven mincha outside. But that's only it was not mekabel Shabbos with them. Aval imon. But if you already responded hainu shon baruch hu, you responded to baruch hu vaso ba'atzma kodesh banias baruch hu. Therefore, he made it already Shabbos for himself also by responding to baruch hu. Vechi yisanach kachol. How could he now go ahead and make it into weekday? Shemachil less like tekan. Therefore, he has no other way of remedying. Rather, what he should do is he should be mispal arvish tayim two times. Hainu that is metchil shem Shabbos. The first tefillah should be for the Shabbos Friday night tefillah. Achya shnil tashul mincha. Then the second one is the makeup for mincha. V'mhavach and if he did the other way around, efshe the yatzah, maybe it's fulfilled his obligation. Why? Because in this case, it's not like a regular tashlumin. Since ultimately it is daytime, it is a time for mitcha. So therefore, King Kazar Prima Gadim said that you'd be eight to my limit. Prima Gadim Mishmat says, Zavsim Kovches, if cotton chest, what he discusses over there. Where that's what halachas of tashlumin of tefillah is. Sifte Zayin. In Bola Beis HaKnesses, Samach Likabal Sitzibir Shabbos. If someone comes to shul close to the time over the Tzibir's Gimme Makabal Shabbos. Maschil is spal mincha. He starts to have mincha. The Av Bishabayt mispal. Even though middle of Bishmon Esri, Kabbal Tzivur Shabbos. The community is saying Luchaday digging Mikabel Shabbos. In Mekor Chlum, there's no problem with this. Hoyl beHiskel Betta, since he started at a time when it was permitted. Sivkar Semach Beis says Mishbura. Chaber said if he comes to shul close to Kabbal Tzibur, he's running late. So maschil is spal. He could start to have mincha, but Loyam Tenachiyana Baruch. He shouldn't wait till he responds Baruch Hu, because the Biyanav is going to respond. Shabli Yichul is spal like Kach Mach. He's not going to daven afterwards mincha. So Sivkot and Samar Gimel, he'll be since he started when it was permitted. V'av b'shal yidei, even though he knew Shleich Ligmar, and he's not going to finish up the Chatzet, for even half of Vishman Ezek and Baruch before they can respond Baruch from Ayru. Come on, come on, Mikri Hiskel Behetta has called started Behetta. L'visha Issazah, because this prohibition, Shleich Spal, Tfilah Shal Choyal, that he shouldn't daven his weekday tefillah, it's a mispalm shal Shabbos by those who are davening Shabbos davening in El Chum Ram, it's just a general stringency. We're not going to take it that far. The truth is, it really is better in such a situation. That he should go out of shul and he should daven over there. Sivit Zayin. Yeshem, some say, that whoever is Makabah Shabbos before nighttime, he's allowed to tell his fellow Jew, so if someone made early Shabbos, he could tell his fellow Jew to do malach. You're allowed to have benefit from that malach on Shabbos. For kashkim and matzah Shabbos, for sure after Shabbos, mishum achal is bal b'matzah Shabbos. That someone is delayed from davening ma'ariv matzah Shabbos. Ichem mamshach shudos balayla. He's having a long shal shudos. His tinkle shal shudos going into the nighttime. Mutulam lechaber Yisrael. He's allowed to tell a fellow Jew shekvaz bal behid already davening already made abdallah. Last time malach to do malach of him. Lalik neneret light from candles. Lavashle to cook from. Mutulahans of lechem malach. And he's allowed to have benefit and to eat from that what that guy did. Says Rama K nirali. That's how it appears to me. Says Mishburim Sivkat and Samach Dal, that some say that someone's Kabbalah Shabbos early, that Mutalayim he's allowed to tell a fellow Jew to do malach of him. Why? The Kivin Shalachavim with the sins for his friend, it's permitted. Ain't this Amir Shabbos? There's no prohibition of Amir of telling something of that's prohibited for you to do, not to say to someone else. Kesivsa Ayri. Now this paragraph is talking like Kesher Shoyz Harbad Ben Hashmash. It's a long time until twilight, because Dimur Samachal Ben Hashmash. If it's close to twilight, but Vade Kiblu Reva Anshe Yer Shabbos, then for sure the most of the community already accepted Shabbos. But Meet Nigra Achim Alkoch, and never the minority, even the guy who did not individually accept, he's already drawn after the community. Like we said previously in Sirid Beis. This halacha is not applicable. Now, Kshemagi is Samachal Ben Hashmash, when it's close to the time of twilight, they should not delay of saying Mishmashul Mishabas or Sharma Marm or the other statements that is customary to say Bishvil Kabbalah Shabbos because of accepting Shabbos. Bishvil Izan Noshim, Hoyskim Beis Ben Yon Eim, you can say, no, there's certain people that are still doing Malacha in their house. The Mashal Lovel, basically, this is late from coming to Shul. No, we don't wait for them from making the community's Kabbalah Shabbos. Sibkot and Samachay. And this halacha, for sure, said Ramah that you let a benefit from the Malach on Shabbos, v'choshkei b'motzei Shabbos, pirush. In other words, the hobe every Shabbos, kvar kibbutz Shabbos, and every Shabbos, he raises mekabel Shabbos. So you have shalach, so you can't go back. And still, v'afalach ishari, even so, he's stuck for the next 24 hours, still it's permitted. V'choshkei b'motzei Shabbos, why? Because the choshkei b'shari, every single moment, right, so if this guy himself wants to misbal ma'avle, he could daven and he can make abdallah, v'choshkei b'motzei, for sure he could tell someone else to do the malacha, because he himself technically would be able to do it. Sivkot and Samavav. So he's allowed to tell his friend, who already was his bal behib, already davening made Abdullah, hanging that is shaved, but Tfilo made Abdullah in his davening. The Bezemut Las Malacha that already permits you to do Malacha, the Kaman, like we say, Lerem Simish Tamatez, actually hit the Lakas, even though he did not make Abdullah on a cup of wine. Sibkan Zamak Zain, and Umutu Lohanis, and permitted for this Jew to have benefit and to eat from that guy's Malacha on Shabbos itself, by his, let's say, Shalshudas. But Balabush Isil, Bush makes it say it says forbidden. Elm Kain Beirich, only if they got benched. Besich died to Mash Shabbos and really moved his intention from Shabbos. But Vachrein is Kimim Shulchan Aruch, the Achrein, they agree with the Shulchan Aruch that's permitted. Now, the Mama Hamav B'Kaj Shulchal Be'em Tzudas, if someone said Hamav B'Kaj Shulchal, in the middle of a Suda, then look, according to everyone, this guy's permitted to do Malacha. Meaning to tell someone else. Again, he himself is permitted even then to do Malacha. However, what requires further analysis, however, is the guy's in the middle of his Shal Shudas. This long Shal Shudas from the Rebbe, it's going on for a few hours. So the problem is, if he's going to want to say Ritzay, so he wants to put on the lights, he wants to turn off the lights, whatever it is, if he's going to come afterwards to say Ritzay, Brechza Mazin, Kimish Asom Etchil L'Chayil, he already made it a weekday, he's doing Malacha, how could he say Ritzay in benching? Because Prim Gun writes Matzah Shabbos in the Yochad Nigra Acharev, then the individual does not get drawn after the majority. Even though all of them did not have and did not make Abdullah, he himself could do make Abdullah and do Malacha Mishgeiz Man once the time reaches that it's already Matzah Shabbos. Be Halacha and Divra Maschel Dim Yochad, Chabad said that if only an individual made the mistake of the cloudy day, he has to go daven over again. That is, even if he davened then mincha before plaga mincha, still he would have to daven over again. Now, even though in every single Erev Shabbos is permitted in such a situation to daven ma'ariv before nighttime, what's the problem that he davened ma'ariv, it's still daytime? He davened mincha before, it's not tarta disaster as we say later on, Simrish and Zayin, and the Gemara Brachas Dav Chom Zayin, Dov Kamar Ovid. Even so, that's what Mishmur was explaining. Since he's noig tomik rabban, since this person, this individual, always daler rabban, he always davens after nighttime, and in error he davened during the daytime because he thought it was already nighttime, so there he has to daven over again. And for this reason, even if it happened, such a story during the weekday, would be the same thing. Not like the other Shabbos that writes davke if he davened then mincha after plaga mincha. Also, this already writes in the beginning that by tzibur, ain't tzarech lasa said mechaber, you don't have to daven over again. It's talking about in all situations. That is, even if they daven that day mincha after plaga mincha, even though it started to disasi, we would not be matriach the tzibur because of that. We wouldn't have to daven over ma'ariv again. The Maschil the Yeshayimim says, look at the reasoning Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Nun Vav, which the Sharet Zion some say that those who lived in theirs themselves are forbidden to do the Malacha. And the reason is because the hadlaka is the maisa, so therefore that's stronger, and that's from the b'seisa. According to this, if they're makabel on themselves Shabbos by just saying, that is, let's say through mismishul Shabbos, and it was an error, and then afterwards the clouds disperse and the sun is shining, then they would be permitted according to everyone to do malacha. But according to how Avadon Lagoin explains in this beer the reason of the yeshayimrim, it seemed that this also would be forbidden to the yeshayimrim, because he explains the reason the yeshayimrim is because they hold that the kabbalah b'tos is a kabbalah, and from tefillah there's no raya because tefillah betoyes is nothing, even betzibur. It's only because it's not being matrich the tzibur to go and daven over again. Therefore, the kabbalah that comes with tefillah is also nothing, which is not the case by a kabbalah of hadlaka. So, according to that, when you say mizmashir or stam kabbalah bapeh, then it would be like hadlaka. And you should know that the reason that the explanation of the Vilna Gaon resolves the question of the El Shabbos that's brought in the Eli Rabbah. So it would depend on what's the reasoning. If you said Mizmishal Mishabbos, would that be like Hadlaka, or would that be like Tefillah? Nimaskal Asurim, that those who lit, they themselves are forbidden to do Malacha. So look at the Eli Rabbah that he writes, that Dafka Betzibah, but Yachid, that lit the Neres Betoys, it's not considered a Kabbalah at all. The Prima Gam Nerechaim, a Machim, Hadlaka, even by Yachid, but this is all talking about Dafka if it's after Plaga Mincha. Nimaskal Ligabai, Chava said that some say, that the candle that was lit for Shabbos is forbidden to touch it and to add on oil. And they said, look, Mishrur, Sivkotin Nun Zayin, the name of the Magen Avraham, that there is a Ruah as Lashitas, that the Zalok Lashitas, the Kabbalah of the Tzibre Betoy, the Shmo Kabbal. And they said, look at Shochan Harav, that he wonders very much, what's this Isra of Negiyah, of touching? Which Mishmura quoted, that's because we're concerned you might come to use it, but Shulchan Aruch have ones on this. The Masla Shel Chayil, that if, let's say, someone's coming late to Daven Mincha, should go out of the shul in Daven Mincha if they're ready to be Mekabel Shabbos. And now, it's not difficult from Sibya Beis that we said an individual is drawn after the majority only from Malacha, but regarding Tefillah, as long as he did not answer with them Baruch Hu, he could Daven his Tefillah Shel Chayil. Says the Prima Gaon, out of the Beis HaKnesses, and that's not a problem. It's not drawn after them that they can't have mincha anymore. Some of the deer shoes deer shoe number 60. That if the Kila really made Shabbos, you shouldn't be davening weekday davening near them. Now, the whole way of the shul, opinion of Skirel, it says it's considered like the shul, and you're not allowed to daven over there. But as his notion, his opinion is that it's not considered like the shul, only if there's people that are being mitzvah for the tzibur and the basic nesses, then that would be a problem also. Dishra 61, Shabru said, because if you answer Baruch Hu, then you cannot daven mincha afterwards anymore. So you see that he says, through answering Baruch Hu, a person makabel Shabbos, even though his intention is not to be makabel. But in Trusik's Moshe, he writes the explanation is that through his, that he's waiting to respond for Baruch Hu, it's recognizable that he wants to be Mekabel through that Shabbos. And therefore, it's not effective anymore that he's having one not to be Mekabel. But if he's not waiting to respond Baruch Hu, he just answers for his intending not to be Mekabel Shabbos, his intention would be effective not to be Mekabel Shabbos, and he would be able to have a mincha after that. Mishnah number 62, Mishbur says it's permitted to say, because since for his friend it's permitted, so it's Amira. Now, even someone that Mekabel Shabbos through Tefillah, that this Kabbalah is very severe, as we said in Sifkot Nun, Shulchan Aruch writes that he's allowed to tell his friend to do Malach, and that sounds like in the words of Mishnah Berurah that did not Mechalik regarding this. Tradition number 63, but if this other person was his son, the Mekor Chaim from the Chabas Yar, he writes that it's forbidden to tell him to do Malacha for him, because since right away, when it's Mekabel Shabbos, the father has the Halacha Shvisis Benoi, that his son has to not do Malacha. Now then, Shuvah Shavalevi writes, in such a situation, there's no halacha shvisa benai, because since regarding the son, there's still weekdays, but do malacha, it's not considered regarding the father like a forbidden malacha. And that's regarding Shita Sigur's Moshe that's brought in Dirshu 60. But according to Shuvah Shavalevi himself, actually, over there, that the nafkamina, from his words, would be on to Shabbos at a time that the son made Havdalah and the father did not yet make. Dirshu 64. Now, even though the person himself is forbidden to do malacha, and every malacha that's forbidden for a person to do on Shabbos is forbidden for him to talk about because of b'dava dava, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that since for his friend is permitted, that's not considered like being Isaac in the davar asr. And the reason for this is that it's forbidden to tell a Jew, I mean, it's forbidden for a Jew to tell a non-Jew on Shabbos to do for him a malacha on Matzah Shabbos because of b'dava dava, even though Nachum himself is not forbidden to do malacha, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes over there that also by goy, it's forbidden to etz a malacha when it's for Yisrael. And he tells him to do it tomorrow, he is engaged in the davar asr. We said that the guy himself could do malacha, but he says Baruch Hamavda, but sure he could tell someone else. Now, if someone has the meaning like Rabbeinu Tam, and he's delaying till Shabbos is over, So Tribush really writes, it's forbidden for him to tell his friend who's not going to choose to go and do for him malacha, because nope, because for him it actually is still daytime. And he adds in, someone, however, is the noig shoots Rabbi Tam only chumra, tzorch in, if he's permitted to go and tell, this is a very, could be a very practical, common type of a case. Dirch 68, Meisel Vyashib rules that since the Safik, if you said Baruch Hamav in the middle of your Shal Shudas, that one should bench, we're not mentioning we'd say, however, the Ketchil, one should attempt to hear the bracha from someone else.